Welcome to the world of Shabbos Reimagined. My name is Reuven Brand, and I am delighted to welcome you on this learning journey as we explore fascinating, inspiring, and incredible dimensions of the gift that is Shabbos. Let's get started. In this episode, we're going to give a brief overview of the concept of Kabbalah Shabbos, of welcoming, of Pnei Shabbos and the Kabbalah of Kabbalas Panim, the welcoming, the greeting of the Shabbos Queen on Erev Shabbos. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yud Testament Aleph that Rabbi Chanina would wrap himself on Friday afternoon on Erev Shabbos and he would say, Bo, let's go, Venetze, let's go out, Likras Shabbos Hamalka. We need not just sit and wait for Shabbos to come, we need to greet the Shabbos. The Rambam in Etshuva in the Pe'er Hador, in Kuf Yud Vav, he mentions in passing, the Shoel notes, that there was a practice to add to Mariv on Friday night. They didn't just begin with Baruch Hu, they added Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. And this idea of adding to Mariv with texts of what we call Kabbalah Shabbos, of accepting Shabbos upon ourselves, already in the 17th century, becomes massively expanded. And even though there was some hesitation in certain communities, especially didn't pick up in Ashkenaz right away, but it becomes ubiquitous to have what we call Kabbalah Shabbos. The beginning of this quotes the Ben Ishchai in Parshas Vayera that in the times of the Arizal, they added Mizmor Chavtes, Hovel Hashem B'nei Elim. And this Mizmor, according to the Talmud Yerushalmi, is such a powerful Mizmor. It's Sheva Shal Shabbos, the Yerushalmi says, Minayim, how do you know you have seven Shabbos blessings in the Shemona Esrei? Amar Reb Yitzchak Keneged Sheva Kolo Shekasu B'Hovel Hashem B'nei Elim. It's correlated to the seven Kol Hashem, Kol Hashem, Kol Hashem that we have in Havel Hashem B'nei Elam. This Mizmar is super powerful. It's so strong. This is why many of us have the medic to stand for it. So not only did they say Mizmar Shilim HaShabbos, they added also Mizmar Chavtes Havel Hashem B'nei Elam, and people would stand. And then there was a minig in that same Tekufa, in that time of the Mekubalim in Tzfat, to add other Mizmorim. So some have the Mizmar, they would add Mizmar Lesoda. But generally the minig coalesced around six Mizmorim, starting with Mizmor Tzarihei, 95. So we have 95, 96, 97, 98, 99. Then 29 Mizmor Chavtes. And then the seventh is Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. These six Mizmorim, says Rabbi Eliyahu Monk in his Sefer on the Siddur, correlate to the 6 days of the week, which bring us to the transition of Shabbos, of Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. And the reason we turn around, says the this minig is already recorded at times of the Arizal, and says the Ben Ishchai, we turn around during Kabbalah Shabbos, it's because we are going outside the same way that it was in the time of the Arizal. Ideally, a person should daven Kabbalah Shabbos outside, says the Ben Ishchai. And that's why many have the minig to do Kabbalah Shabbos, because it's not part of Maariv, at the Bima rather than at the Amud. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in a Tshuva on Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Simen Mem Hei, that we're turning Dafka to the west, rather than the opening of the shul, though he says that's fine also if you have a shul whose entrance or exit is on the north or the south. He says we should face the west. Why? Because that's where the Shechina is found. So we're turning to welcome the Shabbos Queen. We're transitioning from the six Mizmorim of the week to the Kedusha of Shabbos. These six Mizmorim, they talk about Hashem's dominion of the world. There is an emphasis throughout the concept of Hishtachava, of bowing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We then add a poem called Ana B'Koach, which has 7 lines and 6 words, which is correlated to the 42 letters in the secret name of Hashem. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that there is a name of Hashem, which is 42 letters, which is why we say Baruch Shem. Why do we put it right there? Because at this moment, we are greeting and welcoming the Shabbos Queen. The highlight of Kabbalah Shabbos, of course, is the poem of Rav Shlomo Alkabetz, which was composed sometime around 1548, Rav Shlomo Alkabetz was a great Kabbalist. His family came from, originally they were Sephardic Jews, they were expelled. He's born around 1505, he dies in around 1580, and he's going from Gola Acher Gola, ultimately settles in Eretz Yisrael. He becomes the Rebbe of the Heiliger Rav Moshe Cordoviro, the great Kabbalist, and he composes this poem, this beautiful Lechadodi poem with which we are familiar. And we shift now from the original six Mizmorim of Hashem's universal Koach in the world to a new theme, or a new set of themes. Rav Shlomo Alkabetz, and he signs his name at the beginning of the poem, Shlomo Halevi, which is why it starts Shamar V'Zachar instead of Zachar V'Shamar. He reminds us, number one, that Shabbos is Kedusha, is sanctity in time, and Yerushalayim is sanctity in Makom. And he does that by interweaving the themes of Yerushalayim and Shabbos together in this poem. So Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha, what is the bastion of sanctity and the capital city? That is Yerushalayim. But it's not just that. There is another theme here which is meant to evoke a certain mood and a certain orientation and a certain understanding of the Kiddush of Shabbos and the welcoming of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the idea of a wedding. That we refer to Shabbos as the Kala. Shabbos is the Kala. The Kala in this context is the Shechina, is the presence of Hashem, which is in the world, but it's hidden. It's in Golus, it's in exile. And we represent, so to speak, the image of Hashem as the Chasan. Hashem is the Or Ein Sof, the ultimate perfection. And He created an opportunity to create perfection by giving us a vacuum of the world, the Olam, which is Ne'elam, in which God's presence is hidden, in which we are meant to bring out the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We bring that out, we bring Geula. On Shabbos, which the Gemara tells us in Brachas on Daf and Zion with Beis, it's Me'ein Olam Haba, it's 1/60th of Olam Haba. It's a glimpse of Geula, because it's a glimpse of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That idea that Hashem's presence is not just Hashem Echad, but it's also Shmo Echad, that Reb Shlomo Alkabetz puts in the beginning of the poem, is that the presence of Hashem is manifest in the world. That is the union. That is the marriage of the Chasan, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, himself Kivyachol, the Or Ein Sof, and the Kala. And that brings with it a tremendous amount of simcha, tzahala, rina. Because even though there's no mitzvah, formal mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos, but we feel that. Because we feel the joy of the wedding, of the marriage, of the geula. And that's so much about what the story of Kabbalah Shabbos of Luchun Ranana, excuse me, of Luchadodi, is all about. Kumitz imi tofa achvecha, don't be in a emek habacha. We should be in a space, in a reality of geula. Shabbos is echad, it's the union, it's the wedding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kiviyachol, so to speak, Hashem himself, and his presence in the world. And that's why there's a feeling of joy and affect of uplift. And we go out the same way that in many cases the chasan will take a step or a few steps down from the canopy, down from the chuppah to greet the kala. So we take a few steps, we turn around to greet the shechina. And we say that even though there's brokenness during the week, we are praying for, and on Shabbos in a certain sense, we're living in the dimension of geula. We're living in the dimension of Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. And that is the ultimate union, and that is the Likras Kala, the Bowie Kala, that we welcome every Friday evening as we bring the presence of Shabbos, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into our world, this world of wholeness, the world of oneness, the world of unity, of the marriage, of the union, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Kivyachol, Hashem's presence itself, and the Shechina and His presence in the world, that we create when we bring in the Shabbos with our songs, with our Kabbalah Shabbos. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to learning with you next week. For more amazing Torah opportunities, please check out our YU Torah Mitzion Kollel of Chicago's website, www.torahchicago.org.